All right. He has already leaped some bounds on what anybody would ever thought would happen. God has blessed his boy and his family in such a way. Very powerful, powerful, powerful thing. Now today is going to be different. Today is totally, totally, totally different. I'm on the phone. I actually, I was getting ready last week in the walk of faith. As I walked away from the sanctuary, the Lord put this in my heart. So today is not going to be a joke. It's not going to be any pictures. It's going to be some words. And I want you to bear with me because today I want everything focused. What's going on? Everything. How pretty the pictures are, how pretty everything is. If it is pretty, I thank God for it. We need that. Today is just so beautiful. So go ahead and just in the book of Bible now, Matthew 6. Matthew 6. This sermon came from, actually, I get a question or something told to me every week. I bet you I hear it about 10 times a week. 10 times a week, this question is asked to me. Let's go ahead, let's read, and then I'm getting used to this microphone. Let's go ahead, we're done. Hopefully, everything's been better because the other microphone is going up and down, up and down. And so now it's right here, one spot. Are you ready? Well, I'll get used to it. Who said you can't teach an old dog to drink? Amen. Got your Bible from Matthew chapter 33. Here it goes. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I already know Henry 34. Take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, keep worrying about tomorrow. Garth Brooks had that song, What If Tomorrow Never Comes. Amen. So let's go ahead and let's go ahead and hand this way. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and well and on the throne. Ask you right now, Lord, to minister, God, in a way that only you can. Let nothing be said through strife or vain glory. Let this day be burned in everybody's heart and minds like it got burnt in mind this week. Lord, it's not well fingers coming out. It's a whole mirage finger pointing every which way. And all of them wind up pointing to my heart. I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We can somebody and tell them the past is behind us, the future is ahead of us, God is with us, and nothing, and nothing, and nothing shall be impossible. All right. Get ready. You're going to say, wow, you never preached anything like this before. Nope. This is different. But I promise you, there's two parts. The first part's so big, I would have to breeze over the second part. First, there's a challenge. Here's the challenge. Ready? Are you here today to go through the service? Or let the service go? Powerful, right out the gate. Are you here to go through the service? Go do some spiritual calisthenics, come home and say, come on, boys, we had fun. Let's go out and do our thing. Are you here to learn about God? And that God touched you in such a way. And when you leave this place today, you'll say, wait a minute. Something has happened to me. Something that I really can't understand. It's something that I really don't know, but I just know if I can put my finger on it, I'm different. Because God has done something to me today that he's never done before. Now, here's the name of it this morning. When your priorities get shuffled, here's the big question and the big comment I get about 10 times a week. Something's missing. Something's messy. I don't understand it. Let me talk to some people in this room for a minute. Some of you come to that day where it carries something very heavy. And it's not, you're not desperate, you're not rebellious, you're not defiant, you're weary. All the stuff you've been going through, you're weary because you've been trying so hard. But you're feeling so good. You've been faithful. You've been showing up. You've been going through the motions. But somewhere between the schedule and the stress and the survival mode, you're fired. And the question you keep asking in your quiet moment, the question you're almost afraid to say out loud because you feel if somebody hears you ask this question, you're not spiritual enough. Here's the question. Why doesn't this feel right anymore? Why don't I feel right anymore? Why does my life feel like it used to? Why does a prayer feel like it used to feel? Why does a church feel like it used to? Why don't I just feel inside? Something. Yes. Wow. You ain't got to raise your hand. You ain't got to point. You ain't got to say anything. But I believe that you can look inside your heart right now. You're serious. We're asking you. You're saying, stop. Of course, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 33. We just read that, but here it is. Get ready. I told you, this is different. This word. No picture. No joke. God burnt this on my heart. I've been working with this all week. I kept working with it, working with it. I even worked with it this morning. Something's missing. My marriage. My kids. In my walk with God, in my joy, in my peace, in my... You got to say it out loud. I'll do what you do. It's between you and God, right? Just close your eyes. If this is starting to bang on the door of your heart, yes, not. Open your ears. God, help me not get offended. Help me not feel like wanting to be. Help me, God, to understand. You're a powerful God. You're a mighty God. You're able to help us see what's going on in a different way. It doesn't condemn. And it helps. Very, very powerful way. See, actually, there's a difference in something missing, something misplaced. If it's missing, you may never find it. I got, how many got socks that never found another part of them? How many's got the toolbox that you go to grab a tool and it's missing? How many come to church and get on your pew and your Bible? There's a difference of something missing and something misplaced. If it's missing, you might be gone forever, but if it's misplaced, it's still there. You just have to find where it's at. So still saying something's missing, maybe we could say something is misplaced. See, I believe God is ready to restore in your heart right now what has been misplaced. I believe He wants to do something for you right now that you haven't seen or felt. It don't matter how many bands play, no matter how many preachers preach, no matter how many sermons you hear a day, God wants to do something in you. And when he does it, nobody gets the credit but who? God. See, life has a way of shuffling our priorities without asking permission. You know, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, I think I'm going to let God slip into third place. Slip in the morning and say, I think I'm going to start neglecting my marriage. Slip in the morning and say, I think I'm going to become emotionally absent from my children. Nobody does that. Not in their right mind. Work expands, deadlines multiply, bills accumulate, schedules collide, and stress becomes the air that you breathe. And before you know it, the things that should be first are last. And the things that should be close are far away. And the things that should be burning. I'm here today to tell you that God's not a cure. Not a patch. Not a band-aid. Not a temporary fix. A complete, biblical, spiritual, empowered cure. How many's in for that? I want that cure. Amen? It's called divine order. Hear me now. When priorities get shuffled, blessings get strangled. Say that again. When priorities get shuffled, stress or blessings get strangled. When our priorities get shuffled, joy gets diluted and marriages get strained and families get fractured and our priorities get in the way and faith gets foggy and our priorities get shuffled and the fire grows dim and eventually grows out. And we get our priorities back. Fire picks back up. Relationship back up. Joy. Your life. Again. Seek ye first. I'll say first. First, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things, y'all say everything else. Shall be added unto you. Now here, we're going to put a little definition up here. That word first is protos. It means the chief thing, the governing thing, the thing that orders everything else. So let's look at this thing now. The word is first, protos, does not mean, listen, this to me. My life. How many told God? God, I'll do it. When it's, eventually, just leave me alone, God. I'll do it eventually. Wife told me that. Said, I don't mean to argue. I don't mean to nag you, but I did ask you. You know, the things that I remember. I said, I heard you the first 35, 45 times. I done it first. Would have been 45. Yeah. God, it's not convenient right now. Man, my life is too fast. Let it slow down, God, and then I'll put you first again. You see, there's always something. I remember a fountain. I was an interior manager, but my main job, my main personal job was project engineer. And I would do projects all the time, and I think, and I'd work sometimes from 5 in the morning, from 10 at night, and get called back in and say, and I'd say, well, when this project gets, when it slows down, when it stops, I better breathe. I better spend time with you, Jeff. I'll spend time with the boys. Problem was, it never slowed down. Because when I had one project, they gave me another project. And while I was working one project and another project, then they gave me another project. He said, you did so good at this, we're going to get this over here because they're not getting it done here. There's no vision. Look at me. Not with life's loose. Because life found another, not another, not another, not another. So photos means, here it is. Key thing. I got all captured now. Key thing. The governing thing. The ordering thing. So watch this now. This right here is worth the price of admission. Get ready. Ready? Whatever is first in your life sets the direction for everything. Period. Whatever's first in your life sets the direction for everything else. You ready? By the way, I like this mic. NBC picked it out. I flipped a look through. Me and Amazon picked this one out. I sent it to DC. Don't mess with those other ones. You better get this one. But okay. Ready? Why am I not getting blessed, God? I done blessed before. God bless you for time. I do not miss this one. Every person in your life says, if God's not first, chaos. Period. End of story. Chaos erupts when God loses his place. And then, of course, again, the cry of the heart, something is missing. Wow. Now, there's something about people. And there is some bad people. There are bad people. Very bad. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about in general. Ready? Those people aren't wicked. They're in survival mode. When they're in survival mode, what you perceive as wicked is what they perceive as survival. You know, some of the guys that are in jail for robbing people and selling drugs told me that you don't want to be there, but they were in survival. Most people aren't faithless. Wow. But I got faith, but it's so fragmented, I can't put it together in order to make it something cohesive. Something to work. Something that helps me to stand up and face the trial. To step beyond weary. See, most people aren't broken beyond repair. You're ready. Weary, your faith is fragmented, and the life, the load of life just keeps pushing them down and pushing them down and pushing them down. They're not broken beyond repair, but they're buried, and because they're buried, they act out of survival. When they act out of survival, see, Spirit of God is calling his people back to his mind. I'm not talking about condemnation. I'm not talking, you know, about shame. I'm not talking about guilt. I'm just talking about divine alignment. When we get back in divine alignment, amazing things happen. Here, let's talk about I want you to pause and reflect on this. Everything in your life is still running. It's your soul, deep down inside. I'm not talking about the outside people. I'm fine. I'm doing a great man. If you can be with me. You know, I hate this Instagram where they go up and you sit down. I mean, I've been counseling with people. They're crying their eyeballs out. And wherever we're at, they'll just stop. They go, hold on just a minute. And they wipe their tears and go, take their phone and go. Facebook, Instagram, all that, where they're little snapshots about how much fun people are having. They're having to put that up there because they're not having fun. They're putting it up there as a facade. They're hiding behind those pictures. Because deep down inside, there's something empty in them. They're running on empty. Get ready. Don't need it. Get in the water. I had a guy in jail one day. And I knew he's in jail. And I said, how can I pray for you? What is the need? He says, what he said. Man, you got it all together, nothing ever goes wrong. Man, your life is perfect. You feel different. You're getting fun. Those people in my family are sick. You're perfect. Please, don't be in your life. You need a new one. Watch this. You're ready. Here it comes. You don't need a new spouse. You need a new priority. You don't need a new church. You need a new alignment. You don't need a new life. You need a new order. You don't need a new God. Just put Him back first. There's one thing. You can run from your marriage. You can run from your church. You can run from your life. You can run from God. The problem is, wherever you go, guess what? There you are. So, put Him back first. Put Him back where He belongs. And that is first. Well, it's fruit. I know you might say, search your heart. You ready? Here comes another one. This is the you go and say amen or ouch. Amen really, really loud or ouch. Ouch even louder. God, if your calendar, your bank statement went free. Woo! What would they say you do? I think that's similar. Perfect. See, first off, you get peace. See, we chase peace. We buy. We chase it by drinking. We chase it by doing things. We chase it by drugs. We just chase. Tell guys all the time, grip me in the hand, start being hot. It chases it. Also, when you put God first, wisdom rises. Those decisions that you're trying to make that paralyze you, I promise you, when you put God first, you better make those decisions. Your joy will awaken with inside of you, not circumstantial happiness, a deep down settled joy that comes from knowing that God is in control no matter what. Clarity comes, your brain wakes back. See, the Holy Ghost, listen carefully. The Holy Ghost doesn't need a new container. He needs a container that's unflooded. Ow. Fire falls. You can see it from the fire. You ain't got to walk around every time. Your strength. God is four. completely possible. Carefully. David. I know the preachers today, the world would have looked at me. God is for squeezing an oxygen. And everything in your life is going to be fine. Not my word, it's his. See. Seek God first. Not other stuff. When you seek God first, see, blessings don't chase your effort. Again, blessings don't chase your effort. Blessings chases your orders. Wow. See, life didn't ask permission for everything. Ask how to get here. How'd this happen? Well, I'm so busy, so worried, so concerned. Stop seeking God about it. Stop seeking God about it. That's something. Big deal. See, work expands, stress increases, your marriage gets routine, kids get busy, church becomes optional, God becomes later. How's God live? Here's another house. Not because God lived, because of God. No. We close. So we got more to go. We got a lot more to go. We better get to the first. I bet you the next one will be a whole lot simpler. God's order. Order number one. Period. You can put God first in the other things I show you next week. I promise you, your life will get more. Someone's slipping, slipping, walking home. Someone bobs at your face. Not my word. That's God. God says, He just told us, you know, put Him first. What about, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow might not even be here. So, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. That's not optional. That's not an opinion. That's orders from up high. I don't know how many times it's bound. They would call me and say, we need something done. I said, I really ain't got time for that. And they go, what's a special favor? I was in the middle of a national world. And I got caught. And I said, I'm in the water. This is a mountain. Lost. This person never told him no. He's laughing. You don't care what you're doing. Not what you're doing. Okay. Now, God first. Orders from up top. Not a necessity. He is an act. And center around the center, with centers, just center around with everything that's working. God, not just in the center. Good. Not part of your life. It's the point of life. Not a chapter in your story. Perfect. Not optional. Is the ordering force of everything. Remove him and call. I will say I said I want to sound funny, but I had a little shout after with that call you passed. I said, I'm 39 and home. Damn, how old are you? That's awesome. That one junkie, y'all didn't really get that far. Point of the matter is, if God lets go today, yes. See, God is first, everything else. I'm like, get ready to end. We're getting ready to come up here with the grave. I want to ask you a question. When I ask this question, I want y'all to ask each other out loud. Ready? See? Is God the axis of your whole life? Is he the axis that your whole life turns on? Or is he an accessory you're reaching for? You're only in Christ. I'll make it simple. Is he your all in all, or is it? Is he your all in all, or is he your parachute? I do remember one of my pastors was in the Air Force. He was a crew chief. They're flying a 747 in very turbulent, very, very turbulent. And the wings already be like, yes, they were really doing. And they really thought it was going far. He took his crewman away. They didn't hear what he had to say. He was a preacher and he was a Christian. They wouldn't hear what he had to say. So, all right. Well, this turbulence, they thought really, they even told him that they went for a year together in case something happened to the parachute guys. He went to go find a couple of crewmen. Tell him and give us 2 weeks. Come find him. They went downstairs. God, you got to protect. Now, they were profound in their praise for God. See, they quit being an atheist in Christ. Right. Ready? This is the end of part one, I promise you. He is first. Here comes another one. We sing it. We sing this, but let me ask you a question. He is first, or he's not? Don't leave this place, Luke. Ain't the one thing sitting on his throne. He's throne. You know what I'm sitting on? Let's stop. This for everybody to take. Here we go. Stop now. This is part one. This. What is settling your spirit? What is wrong? Christ real something. Something in this place. Not a religious ritual, not a church office, but it's a daily, deliberate, decisive act of our will. What's your first? My plans, for my problem, for my people, you are first. God is first. Nothing is really missing. It'd be simpler if we had just pick out this book. Read this book and things will get better. No. Well, let this moment pass and I'll make it good. God is not in first. Ready? There it goes, baby. There it goes. Ready? We're just going to send it to everybody. This is everybody. Everybody, ready? If God has moved out of first place, come. If you know He's there, but you still need to realign it and renew it and refresh it, I want you all to know. Don't wait for a better week. Stand up and settle just like the song. Like I said, let's settle just like me. Okay, we're going to settle just like adults. If it's already first, guess what? Then refresh. Renew. God wants to be first. Not second, not third, not fourth. He wants to be first. Get ready. Put it up there. Get ready. I want y'all to say this. I'm going to say it the first time. I'm going to say it, and then we'll say it together, okay? Ready? Today, I come off the fence. Say it to me. Today, I come off the fence. Say it again. Today, I come off the fence. Ready? I dethrone every idol that replaced God. Wow. When I put first, I put under His feet. What I put first, no, I said it wrong, say it with me. What I put first, I put under His feet. My hunger returns, my fire is relit. He is not later, He is first. Here I stand, realign. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Me ain't through yet, but give him a hand clap. Get ready. Say it with me. Who's on first? Say it with me. Who is on first? Not my work. Not my name. Not my comfort. Not my calendar. I answer with my life. Not my words. Jesus Christ is on first. He holds the throne. All else follows. This is my order. I will not move it. Amen. 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 Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to come and anoint you. But I want you to know that God's got you. When you put Him first, things will start changing. Things will get better. God is first. Something amazing. Something amazing. Happens. Father, I love you and I praise your name. I thank you, God, for your grace and for your mercy. I thank you, God, for your power and for your anointing. I thank you, God, for all the things you do for us, God. I thank you, Lord, that you are the one. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are all there. You're all here. You got us all together, God. I trust you 100%. I trust you 100%. God, you got this. You got it, God. You're number one. You're first, not me, not my ideas, not how well I think that's got to be. God, you are first, and I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Say it, y'all. You are first, God. You are first, God. You are first, God. You are first. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Go ahead and give Lord a hand clap of praise. Next week, we're going to talk about the rest of the priority. And when you get this in order, I promise you, get these priorities in order, you personally will be filled with power. You will be filled with power. Not only will you be filled with power, your house, your work, your family will all be filled with power. That's going to be amazing. What will happen? Amen? Amen. God's awesome, isn't He? God is awesome. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you, God, that you are alive and well and on the throne, God. We thank you, Lord, that we don't walk alone. We thank you, Lord, that you know our needs before we know, before we even know them. And God, you are touching in a very powerful way right now. Help us to understand what we've got to do and how we can trust you to do what you said you would do in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Help us, God, and we thank you for putting you first. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You go back to your seats. God is so awesome. The one that got me the most. Like I said, I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. Something. But I think what really got me thinking hard and heavy about it is there was a minute. Right? He said, I was writing Bible. I was there talking with him. I need you to write me down some stuff for next week. And I said, what is? He said, gotta help me. Now, gotta help me. Because of something. That's the reason I'm here. Yes, and all this. Because I hear it all the time. Well, this is behind bars. That's all good. Next week we're going to do the rest of it. I promise it's going to be a whole lot simpler. Might be fun next week. Might be tell some jokes. I don't want anything. Our word. Mess with the people. Just prepare after the family. Ready? Let's see. Ready? Stay with me.